before the five championships, before the 81-point game, before the Lakers dynasty, there was a skinny kid from the Philadelphia suburbs with an Italian accent and unshakable confidence. When Kobe Bryant died in January 2020, the world paused in collective grief, but few understood how deeply his Philadelphia roots shaped the legend he would become. At Lower Merion High School, young Kobe wasn't just making bold claims about his future, he was methodically laying the foundation for what would become the Mamba mentality. As a teenager, he would tell anyone who would listen, "I'm going to be a pro someday." This wasn't teenage bravado, it was prophecy. The Bryant family's journey shaped Kobe in profound ways. His father, Joe Jellybean Bryant, standing 6'9 with extraordinary coordination, possessed guard-like skills despite his height. Growing up in dangerous West Philadelphia, basketball became Joe's sanctuary, a lesson in survival that would later influence his approach to fatherhood. After playing for the 76ers, Joe's career took the family to Italy when Kobe was 6, transforming their lives. In their cottage in Rieti, young Kobe spent afternoons at his father's practices and evenings studying NBA videotapes sent by his grandfather, absorbing every nuance and recreating moves with rolled-up socks when no basketball was available. What if Kobe had grown up entirely in America? Would the same hunger have developed? Those formative Italian years gave him something invaluable: perspective, discipline, and a worldview few American teenagers possessed. When 13-year-old Kobe arrived at Ballast-Cynwyd Middle School in 1991, he was an outsider, the only black player on the baseball team, speaking with a foreign accent and unfamiliar with American culture. His first basketball coach enforced a 3-pass minimum before shooting, frustrating the naturally gifted Bryant. Lower Merion's varsity coach, Greg Downer, invited Kobe to practice after hearing about his talent. As Bryant dominated older players while his father, Joe, watched stoically, Downer declared to his assistants, "This kid is a pro." His freshman season proved challenging, with the team going 4-20 amid tension from upperclassmen who resented his playing time. While teammates enjoyed typical teenage activities during road trips, Kobe stayed after games practicing hundreds of shots. His dedication extended to collecting teammates' milk cartons for nutrition while avoiding junk food. When guidance counselor Frank Hartwell warned about the slim odds of reaching the NBA, Kobe saw it as motivation to prove doubters wrong. At 15, Kobe joined pickup games with Philadelphia professionals, stunning NBA player Tim Legler with his skill and confidence despite being just a high school freshman. In Philadelphia's Sunny Hill League, city players' initial mockery turned to respect. He joined them for meals, genuinely curious about their experiences in poverty. Player Donnie Carr observed, "He might have grown up in the suburbs, but he had an inner city mind and heart." At the 1994 Adidas ABCD camp, after missing MVP, Kobe told director Sonny Vaccaro, "I'm coming back next year and I'm going to win the MVP," a promise he would fulfill. The Bryant driveway became where 6'5" Kobe challenged his father, Joe. After Kobe scored first in one game, Joe drove past him and dunked, teaching humility while revealing the long journey ahead. This moment of challenge birthed what would become the Mamba mentality. Coach Greg Downer bolstered the Aces during Kobe's junior year by adding freshman Dan Pangrazio, defensive coordinator Mike Egan, and transfer student Jermaine Griffin. Griffin, from Far Rockaway's projects, became Kobe's closest teammate, bonding over basketball, rap music, and their shared outsider status. With Griffin, whom Kobe dubbed the Savior, the team achieved a 15-5 record. In his senior year, Kobe's commitment deepened. He'd practice before dawn in the cold gym where the lights needed 5 minutes to warm up, sometimes joined by junior guard Robbie Schwartz as his rebounder. After a devastating junior year playoff loss, Kobe declared, "Never again. This is not how we're going out. Next year, we're going to win the state championship." A pivotal moment came at the Beach Ball Classic tournament when the team faltered after Kobe fouled out. Coach Downer's "cancer of me" speech, demonstrating selfishness by punching through paper, transformed the team's mindset. The reinvigorated Aces won 15 straight regular season games, motivated by 27 and 53 on their warm-up shirts, reminders of their Chester loss and championship drought. In the District 1 championship against Chester, Coach Downer's halftime adjustment, moving Kobe to roam the baseline, proved decisive. Kobe dominated with 34 points, 11 rebounds, 9 blocks, and 6 assists in the 60-53 victory. Before the state semifinals rematch, Kobe broke his nose in practice. Despite the injury, he bet teammate Jeremy Treatman he could make a left-handed three-pointer while holding a bloody towel, and did. After discarding his protective mask before the game, Kobe struggled initially but adjusted his strategy at halftime, leading Lower Merion to a 77-69 overtime win. Though publicly considering colleges like Villanova and Michigan, Kobe had already decided to skip college. Recruitment letters piled up unopened in Frank Hartwell's office. Even appeals from elite coaches couldn't sway him. Rick Pitino flew Downer to Kentucky, while Dean Smith offered a standing scholarship despite acknowledging Kobe's pro intentions. Meanwhile, Sonny Vaccaro quietly secured Kobe for Adidas through meetings with Joe Bryant, also arranging representation with agent Arne Tellem, all while keeping these plans private. Agent Arne Tellem and Lakers GM Jerry West orchestrated Kobe's path to Los Angeles through selective team workouts. In private sessions, Kobe impressed West by outplaying established players, leading West to arrange a trade with Charlotte for their 13th pick to pair him with Shaquille O'Neal. His rookie season ended with 4 air balls against Utah in the Western Conference semifinals. After the 2 a.m. flight home, the 18-year-old went straight to Palisades Gym, alone and determined to prove his critics wrong. When Kobe Bryant died in January 2020, a makeshift memorial appeared outside Lower Merion High School's gymnasium, candles, wreaths, and jerseys in both Aces maroon and Lakers purple and gold. A month later, Coach Downer attended the Staples Center Memorial before rushing to coach a playoff game. There, among legends like Jordan and Magic, he shared an emotional embrace with Joe and Pam Bryant. "We made a kid for the world," Joe said. Kobe's presence remained strong at Lower Merion, where Downer coached in the gym Kobe had funded. As a girl dad himself, Downer found special meaning watching games with his daughter Bryn, inspired by Kobe's devotion to his own daughters. Kobe's legacy transcends statistics. It lives in the countless lives he touched. His journey from Philadelphia teenager to global icon demonstrates how relentless work and unwavering dedication can transform dreams into reality.